Habla usted Spanglish with Larry Torres.
Grampo and Canutito make chicos. Un día, Grampo Caralampi was busy cleaning out el horno adelante la casa. Canutito watched him from a distance, and then he came up to him and asked, Oiga, Grampo, he began, why are you limpiando all the dirt and stuff out of el horno?
Pues, porque it has accumulated a lot of crap inside during the whole year, mijo, he replied. Mira que there is a sudadero del caballo that I had lost aquí adentro. There's also a bunch of old dead chicoria flowers that your prima Pancha la Pingüis left in here when she was playing a la casita. And besides, el chulo tends to sleep in here every time que cae agua.
So are you just going to leave it empty now, Grampo? Asked the little boy inquisitively.
No, mijo, he replied. Ahora verás de tú what I'm going to do.
Grampo Caralampio swept away all the loose dirt from the bottom of el horno. He then started to put a bunch of dried fruit wood into it from a stack that he had piled in front of it. With some palitos, he kindled it and fed it until it was roaring hot inside. Then he took a piece of wool and he threw it inside the horno. Grampo, Canutito asked, why did you throw that motita de lana into the horno?
Now, did you notice how that motita de lana shriveled up and burned before it hit the floor of el horno?
Grampo Caralampio asked. Canutito nodded his assent. Grampo Caralampio continued,
that indicates to me que el horno está listo to have maíz put into it, he said.
And he walked slowly over to the acequia in back of the house with Canutito close at his heels.
What are you going to do now, Grampo? He asked.
Ahora voy a agarrar that sack of corn on the cob que I've been remojando toda la noche, he said.
He fished a dripping gunny sack out of the water and pulled out an ear of corn from the inside. He felt it, squeezed it, and pulled back a few of its green husks. Now what are you doing, Grampo? Asked the wide-eyed boy.
Ahora I am checando to see if the corn husks are wet enough para echarlos en el horno, he said.
Satisfied that the ear of corn was ready, he carried the guangoche de maíz to the horno and began tossing los elotes into it. Canutito helped him as best as he could, pero la lumbre inside kept him from coming too cerquita. As soon as Grampo Caralampio finished, he sealed the entrance del horno with una tabla vieja that he had for just such a purpose. Then Grampo started looking around the outside of the horno. Oiga, Grampo, said Canutito slowly as he watched him. ¿Qué está haciendo ahora?
I am making sure que there is no humo coming out of any of the rendijas, Grampo said as he slapped some wet mud down in places where he detected smoke coming through the cracks of the adobe.
He explained what he was doing to his grandson.
La razón que I am doing this, he prefaced, es porque if el humo gets out, then el vapor created by the wet corn and the ashes will be lost. Ahora lo dejamos solo all night, and then in the morning we'll have some chicos ready to eat.
Grampo Caralampio and Canutito walked away from el horno, letting the ashes, the water, and mud work together by themselves. Muy temprano on the following morning, Canutito came outside the house to watch Grampo pulling the ears of corn from las cenizas del horno. There was a delicious aroma wafting from the inside of el horno. Are the chicos ready, Grampo? Asked the little boy.
Sí, mijo,
Grampo Caralampio replied, pulling the husk down from an ear of corn.
Toma, mijo, he said,
handing Canutito the cob of freshly roasted chicos.
With a little mantequilla y sal, he said. Oh, this is the best almuerzo del mundo. It is what the Americanos call el breakfast of champions. What do you think, eh?
Canutito decided that it was la mejor cosa del mundo.
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for Habla Usted Spanglish.